And now we continue our TOTN Freshman Reads series. At many colleges and universities, freshmen are discussing the book all first-year students were assigned to read over the summer. We've already talked about two perennial favorites, Guns, Germs, and Steel, and Happy Birthday, Jared Diamond, and Enrique's Journey by Sonia Nazario. Today, Max Brooks and World War Z, an oral history of the zombie apocalypse, selected by St. Edward's University in Austin, Texas. It's hard to imagine a more practical offering for incoming college freshmen, but if you'd like to nominate another unusual choice for a freshman read, give us a call, 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our website. That's at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. Joining us now from Los Angeles is Max Brooks. Nice to have you back with us.
Very nice to be back. Thank you.
And I know you had ambitious hopes for this book, that it would become a New York Times bestseller, which it did. Did you ever think it would be taught in college?
Actually, my ambitious hopes were that it would be published.
Well, you got through that. But was it a surprise to learn that it had been selected as a freshman read?
Yes. Oh, well, deeply. I'm surprised that I'm in a position to teach anybody anything.
And as you thought about it, though, what do you think this particularly has to teach incoming freshmen?
Well, you know, before I'm a zombie nerd, before I'm a science fiction nerd, I am a history nerd. And everything that I put in World War Z has actually happened at some point in human history. All I did was zombify it.
Well, everything actually happened? The lobotomizer?
There was a time called the Middle Ages, where people bashed at each other with pieces of steel. And pretty much weapons were designed to chop other people's heads off.
Or cave them in, perhaps, but...
Or cave them in. It's called a mace or a club or a morning star.
So you adapted all of these lessons of history. We asked St. Edward's University why they chose the book, and Alex Barron, an assistant professor and the director of freshman studies, responded with a statement which I'm going to read. This year, a committee made up of faculty, staff, and students decided on the theme, How to Survive a Zombie Apocalypse, Dystopias, and Sustainability. Once we had the theme, the committee overwhelmingly chose World War Z as the common text all incoming students would read. We picked it because it's a smart book that raises all kinds of issues from globalization and the spread of pandemics to ethics and the morality of letting some populations die to save others. Plus, it grabs your attention right away and doesn't let go. We knew the incoming students would actually read it. Finally, as someone who teaches literature and film, I wanted our students to look closely at the popular culture that's all around them and to think about monsters and what scares us as a culture at a particular moment. So that's pretty good praise there.
One I wish I could go back in time to show to my English teacher in 1986.
I'm sure it's just as valid for Ethan Frome.
What, isn't that the case with all of us?
It is.
All had a teacher. You know, everybody talks about their teachers who said, you will make it. But we never talk about the ones who said, don't give up sweeping streets.
Have you gotten any questions from students who've read your book?
All the time. Mainly about where did I come up with all the things that happened. And I said, I actually didn't. I just reached back into history. Or when people try to argue with me about the book, they say the Battle of Yonkers could never happen. I say, well, guess what? It already happened in South Africa against the Zulus when they creamed the British Army.
Well, let's get a real student on the line. Joining us is Haley Barone. And by the way, if you'd like to nominate another unusual choice that might be good for a freshman read, give us a call, 800-989-8255. Email is talk@npr.org. Haley Barone is a freshman at St. Edward's University in Austin, and she read Max's book for her school's Common Read. Nice to have you with us today.
Hi.
What'd you think of the book?
Personally, I really loved it, and I know that overwhelmingly the freshman population loved it, too. We definitely thought that it was appropriate for St. Edward's to bring in kind of the popular culture, as Alex had said in her statement. And it really got everyone interested in reading it because of, you know, who doesn't love zombies nowadays?
Well, those who are there are trying to eat their brains. But as you've discussed it, have you been talking about it in class?
Yes, we have writing classes, and we have done writing assignments about the different vignettes, but overall, it's kind of supposed to be a general education where everyone has something in common to talk about. Mm-hmm. And I really feel like it has brought us together as a class.
Well, you've got the author on the line with you. Any questions for Max Brooks?
Actually, yes. I was wondering, why did you use the structure of the individual accounts? And did Hiroshima by John Hershey influence that style at all?
That's an excellent question. I decided to use the oral accounts because I am painfully dyslexic. And when I was growing up, audiobooks were the only way I could study. And one audiobook that I listened to just for pleasure was Studs Terkel's The Good War. And that book never left me. And I wanted that to be the template for describing a global crisis, because I thought an oral history is a great way to bring in so many voices, literally, from all around the world.
And I completely agree with that. And my second question is, how much involvement have you had on the movie, and how does the story transfer from its literary format to the film format?
Oh, that's also a great question. Well, as far as my involvement, did you see Jaws?
She wasn't born yet when Jaws was made.
All right. Well, Neil, you remember in Jaws how it was based on a book by Peter Benchley, and he co-wrote the script, and he even had that great cameo in the movie where he was the news reporter.
Yep.
So, you know that level of involvement that he had?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't.
So have you given them any notes on the script or anything like that?
That's an excellent question, and whether I have or not, they ain't listening. I don't know what they're doing. I haven't read the script. I did go to the movie set once, and it looked pretty cool, but it is firmly their movie, and I'm not sure how much they've strayed to the book.
Did they write you a check, at least?
Yes. Yes, they did, and that was probably the biggest piece of paper that had my name on it.
Well, until the poster comes out.
Hopefully my name will be on the poster.
It'll be interesting to see. Haley Barone, you've been talking, whether this has been discussed in class, or is it more discussed in the cafeteria?
I would have to say probably discussed more in the cafeteria, because in class, it was a summer reading book. And so we have implemented it sometimes, but, you know, we're sticking more to the syllabus. But I think it's really a unifying thing for the class, as opposed to, like, it's a required reading, you know, and the format, I think, with the vignettes has been a positive and a negative, because the people who enjoy reading long stories can really, you know, there's a lot to sink your teeth into for this book. But if you can't sit still for a long time and you like shorter stories, you can also read one person's story and then skip to the end and read another person's story. You know, it doesn't have to be, you know, read like a traditional novel necessarily, and that has been a good thing.
Was the director of freshman studies there at St. Edward's University right, Alex Barron, I guess, when she said at least the people would read it?
Yes, that's exactly, I think, what the point was with this type of book, that everyone can find something interesting in it. And as I said, who doesn't love zombies nowadays? They're like the coolest thing.
Well, thanks very much for joining us, and good luck in school.
Thank you.
Haley Barone joined us by phone from St. Edward's University. Max Brooks is still with us. By the way, we wanted to play a clip of tape from when you were on this program back in 2006, and we had callers play along as if the zombie apocalypse had taken place, and you gave advice to a caller dealing with some family issues. And let's get Mike on the line. Mike calling from Rochester, New York.
Hi. Fascinating program, and actually you guys kind of touched on a family problem that we've been having ever since the war died down. Two of my relatives became zombies. One of them was my cousin, and he was our sort of handyman type. So things are kind of breaking down all over the place with him gone. We had to dispatch him, taken off his head with a hacksaw. Made quite a mess, but. The other one is my brother-in-law, and we didn't take him out yet. I guess, you know, he's my sister's husband and all that. Took care of the family's wills and everything. He's up in the attic.
Max, we have a problem here.
Yeah.
It's a very typical problem.
But my first question is...
Well, let's address this problem. You're not the only person with somebody up in the attic, Mike.
Well, you said that he's your sister's husband. You know he's not anymore, and I think you know what needs to be done.
Mike, are you going to do what needs to be done?
I don't know, you know. I mean, he keeps telling us that he's not a zombie, but, you know, he's a lawyer. How can I trust
him? Oh, well, if he's talking, he's faking. Remember that we had those bumper stickers all through Oklahoma. If he's talking, he's faking. So,
with his tax case, do you think?
Yeah.
Mike, thanks very much for the call. And if he's maybe either way, lawyer, zombie, what's the difference, really?
I think I'm going to take out the hacksaw.
All right. That's an appearance from Max Brooks back in 2006 when he appeared on this program after the publication of World War Z. It's now a freshman read at one university in Texas. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Let's get some callers on the line with suggestions for some other less typical choices for freshman reads. And we'll start with Charlie. Charlie with us from Des Moines.
Hi there. Love your show.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me on.
Go ahead.
I would highly recommend The Moon is a Harsh Mistress by Robert Heinlein.
Oh, that's interesting. Your science fiction geek, Max Brooks, would you endorse that one? Or I think most people would probably go for Stranger in a Strange Land.
Yes.
No, no.
That's what he's most famous for. But The Moon is a Harsh Mistress is about the colonization of the moon and how the moon fights back for their share of authority, and they do it in a guerrilla cell system. Given the global scare about terrorist tactics, it's a really good blueprint for how to do it.
Max, what do you think?
Well, I'm a huge Heinlein fan, and Heinlein was definitely obsessed with guerrilla tactics. Heinlein for me has always been sort of a touchstone. I'm not sure if his politics and I sort of mesh, shall we say, but I think as far as his attention to detail and his attention to his own political dogma, I think is great. No, I'm a huge Heinlein fan. I think love him or hate him, you can't ignore him.
Charlie, thanks very much for the call.
Thanks for having me on.
So long. Let's see if we go next to, this is Jamie. Jamie with us from Half Moon Bay in California.
Hi. I originally was thinking, I don't know any books I could recommend. And then it occurred to me, Ender's Game by Orson Scott Card. And I'm guessing that your author there has read the book.
Max?
It was recommended to me by a lot of teenagers.
Max, is he right?
Well, that's not fair for me to say because that was the very first book my girlfriend at the time gave me to read, and now she's my wife. So that book has a very special place in my heart and on my shelf.
Well, but the thing that occurred to me about it is it's about kids being picked out at a very young age and being groomed for very high, pressure performance. And, it has a lot of kind of interesting things like that about it. So, maybe not the perfect freshman read, but an adequate candidate, I thought.
I think everybody would read it. I think that's an interesting point, Jamie. Thanks very much for the call.
Okay, bye.
This is an email from Madeline in San Jose. I'm a graduate student at the Department of Biological Sciences at San Jose State. Last year, the campus freshman read The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks. I thought this was a great book, especially for the biology freshman, because it brought up a topic young biologists don't get enough, bioethics. Biology, not just facts and figures, an emotional and very human discipline. Rebecca Skloot was on our Freshman Reads series last year talking about The Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks. This is from Kat. I would highly recommend The Professor and the Madman about the creation of the Oxford English Dictionary, another good friend of the program. And Simon Winchester has been on here to discuss that. And here's Eric from Southfield in Michigan. What about Mouse by Art Spiegelman? The graphic nature of the medium might reach students who would be less inclined to read a traditional novel. When I was a freshman, I read Paul Auster's City of Glass way over my head at the time, but it made me think. I would think Mouse would be a great freshman read, don't you, Max?
I agree. I mean, I think sort of any kind of introduction into a subject that you don't know anything about is exactly the way to go. And I think the problem with a lot of education is you start so high up, you turn people off. So make it palatable and interesting. Start with Mouse and end with Shoah.
Was there a book that you read at about that time in your life that you would hold in that renown?
Yes, I would. When I was 16, the first book I ever actually purchased with my own money and sat down and read in my own time was Hunt for Red October by Tom Clancy, and it opened up a world into geopolitics, which continues to drive me to this day. And I would never have done that had I just listened to my current events class.
The last book that Tom Clancy managed to write in under 600 pages.
And I think, well, certainly one of the books that he wrote by himself. Every now and then I see a Clancy book on the shelf and I'm about to buy it. Then I see somebody else's name down and I say, no, thank you very much.
So are you working on a sequel to World War Z?
Oh, you mean Spaceballs 2, The Search for More Money?
Yes, that one.
Actually, no, because it's either got to grab me or it doesn't. And right now, a sequel is just not in me. There's other things I want to do. And maybe if I wake up one night and say, yeah, another World War Z, I'll do it. But I ain't doing it for more money.
Well, Max Brooks, thanks very much for your time today. And good luck with the movie you're not working on.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Max Brooks, the author of World War Z, an oral history of the zombie apocalypse. He joined us from Los Angeles. Tomorrow, we'll talk about the ongoing debate over corporal punishment in schools. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.